really thank Mom with great deals on gifts she'll love from Target. Celebrate her style with a free $10 Target gift card when you spend $50 on women's clothing and shoes at Target.com. Make it all about Mom at Target, where low prices and great deals make it easy to save. Restrictions apply.
GEICO presents Motorcycle Word of the Day. Today's word is gremlin. Is a gremlin an unknown and persistent mechanical issue? Or is it something large that gets caught in your teeth when you ride with your mouth open? As in...
Man, I gotta stop singing 80s power ballads when I ride. Ugh, keep getting gremlins in my teeth. See?
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the premiere episode of Extra Base Hit. This is a monthly show that will look at what's currently going on in the world of Major League Baseball. Also, the show will give you in-depth analysis, also the standings, league leaders in the MLB for both the American League and the National League, and also it'll include some in-depth interviews with some of the best and brightest that are covering teams in and around Major League Baseball. All right, let's get right to our top three storylines of what's going on in what has been going on, I should say, in the month of April in Major League Baseball. Let's start off with the state of Minnesota. Minnesota has been through a lot since April of last year with the death of George Floyd and then as recent as the death of Dante Wright. Minnesota, particularly the Minneapolis area, has gone through a lot, and its sports teams have felt the impact of social change and their need to do their part as well. The NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves, the NHL's Minnesota Wild, and Major League Baseball's Minnesota Twins all postponed their games in the wake of the Dante Wright situation. And it's befitting because the Twins have, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, the Twins have definitely made their voices heard in the community in Minneapolis. And as recent as with the verdict in the George Floyd case with the former Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, who was found guilty on all three counts of including second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. The owners of the Minnesota Twins released a statement calling George Floyd's death a murder while calling for the justice Floyd and his family deserved. And you know, I always say that, you know, no matter what, they always say sports and politics should never mix. But sports and politics definitely mixed with this George Floyd case, and it's currently mixing with the Dante Wright case as well, with the recent murder of Dante Wright at a traffic stop outside of Minneapolis. And the Minnesota sports teams, as well as with Major League Baseball, and you can include the other ones as well, have made their mark to fight for social change and for social justice and to make a difference. And Minnesota, to credit, you know, the Twins in particular, it's been a rough April for them. But I think what made them shine bright in the month of April, or really since March of, or you could say last spring, was what they've done to raise awareness on social change and social justice in the wake of the George Floyd trial and also in the wake of the Dante Wright situation. My next storyline is going to be the state of Georgia. Before the season began, on May 30th, 2019, the city of Atlanta was awarded the Major League Baseball All-Star Game to be hosted at Truist Park in the Atlanta area. Well, let's fast forward to March of this year. Calls for the All-Star Game were to be moved from Atlanta. That's in protest of the Georgia state legislature passage of the state's voting laws. For those of you that aren't too familiar with the law, again, this is not a political show, but I'm just going to give you a brief synopsis of what the Georgia state legislature had passed in regards to the new state law in the state of Georgia. It imposes voter identification requirements on absentee ballots. It limits the use of ballot drop boxes. It also will bar officials from sending out unsolicited information in regards to elections. In addition, also, what happens is this. Absentee voting will still be allowed. However, there's only going to be a certain amount of days and hours that will be devoted to the absentee voting process. In addition, also too, if there are any election workers that are caught passing out food and water to voters in long lines, that would be considered to be a misdemeanor charge. And it's just it's a list of things that are included in this bill that was passed by the Georgia State Legislature. Of course, as you know, Georgia has become a blue state, a Democratic state, for the first time in 20 years. With that being said, the bill greatly impacts minority communities such as African Americans and Hispanic Americans. And we know that Major League Baseball has a strong African American presence, has a very strong Hispanic American presence. Well, long story short, on April the 2nd, Major League Baseball announced that the game would be moved from the state of Georgia and it would move to another city. And that city, on April the 5th, Major League Baseball made the announcement that Coors Field in Denver, Colorado, would host the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. This is very significant because this is a step in the right direction in what Major League Baseball did. Now, however, the state of Georgia, again, you know, it was a sad situation on their part because the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, that brings money. And we know Atlanta is a sports city, and, you know, that would lose out on, you know, families would lose out on jobs and things of that nature with losing events as a result of the voting law that was passed in the state of Georgia. But they clearly understand where the state is right now, and Major League Baseball had to make the best decision possible. My opinion, I think they made a great move. I think they did a great job of moving it to Denver and keeping it out of the state of Georgia, because you have to remember, you know, actions speak louder than words, and definitely if they can make amendments and change this ridiculous voting law, I think everything will be okay, and sporting events and just events and jobs will return to Georgia. And for my final storyline, it's going to be the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers have been playing some serious ball during the month of April. They're definitely picking up right where they left off at. They're currently at the moment at the top of the National League West. I mean, all of the guys are back in rare form right now. You've got, you know, Justin Turner's playing well. Corey Seager's playing well. Chris Taylor's nice. Max Muncy. Will Smith has looked great as well. And how about the pitching rotation? Clayton Kershaw showing no signs of slowing down. Trevor Bauer, man, what a pickup he was during the offseason for the Dodgers. And, of course, Walker Buehler's been effective. Julio Urias has been great as well. Dustin May. Kenley Jansen with 5 saves so far in the month of April. He's been outstanding. So the Dodgers are picking up right where they left off at. Again, no Kike Hernandez, but again, the Giants still have that core offensive lineup with Turner, Seager, Taylor, Muncy, Smith, of course, Mookie Betts. You can't forget about Mookie Betts, and then Austin Barnes and Cody Bellinger, who's just been effective so far in the month of April. The pitching rotation is nasty. The Dodgers, man, watch out for them because they're coming and look like they can turn some heads in this 2021 season. All right, that concludes our segment number one of this new show called Extra Base Hit. Coming up after the break, I'll give you the current league leaders and standings in Major League Baseball for the month of April. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the premiere episode of Extra Base Hit.
Also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name and price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The name your price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is QuickBooks slowing your business down? Do you have challenges managing inventory, project profitability, or just getting paid fast enough? Get your business to a better place and graduate to NetSuite today. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown. Now is the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need, all in one place, instantaneously. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite.
Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/info. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/info, netsuite.com/info.
Breaking up is hard to do, but when it comes to your wireless carrier, you should have left a while ago. You're over the big three carriers. You deserve better. Xfinity Mobile. Now you can get unlimited with 5G included for just $30 a month on the nation's fastest, most reliable network. So break free from the big three and save with Xfinity Mobile.
Take the savings challenge at xfinitymobile.com/mysavings to see how much you can save when you get Xfinity Mobile and internet together. Reduce speeds at 20 gigabytes per line. Most reliable based on Root Metrics U.S. report. Results vary, not an endorsement.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Two and a Half Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Get it. Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Get it.
Gonna get it, Daddy?
She'll get it.
Get it. Get it.
When you bring home a Goodwill find, you give your whole town a reason to celebrate because you're also funding local job training and placement programs in tech, healthcare, and more. Goodwill. Bring good home.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Switching to Geico is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, Geico makes it easy to switch, and you can contact your local agent for personalized assistance.
But if it's so easy, you might start thinking everything is easy, even jousting. And it's not. Just ask my cousin Ernie.
Well, if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds on car insurance. And you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might cause you to feel rich, which might lead you to hire a butler. Do you really need a butler?
Well, they do have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And they offer discounts to military and federal employees.
But after you switch, you might be so happy that you celebrate by doing the Running Man, and nobody does the Running Man anymore.
Well, Geico is the second largest car insurer in the country and has been saving people money for over 75 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to Geico. It's obviously a good idea.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A
All right, everybody, welcome back to Extra Base Hit. All right, now let's get you caught up on the current league leaders in Major League Baseball. Let's start off in the American League. In the batting average department, Yermín Mercedes is the league leader in batting average in the American League. He represents the Chicago White Sox. His batting average is .432. Coming in at number two is Mike Trout from the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. His batting average is .420. Coming in at number three is Yuli Uriel from the Houston Astros. He's batting .356. Coming in the fourth spot is Xander Bogaerts from the Boston Red Sox. He's batting at .348. Coming in at number five is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. from the Toronto Blue Jays. He's batting at .346. And coming in at number six is Cedric Mullins from the Baltimore Orioles. He's batting at .340. The next category that we have is hits. Again, Yermín Mercedes from the Chicago White Sox. Him, along with Cedric Mullins from the Baltimore Orioles, they are tied for first place in hits. They both have 32. Tied for third is Yuli Uriel and Xander Bogaerts. They both have 31. Coming in the fifth spot is J.D. Martinez from the Boston Red Sox. He has 30 hits on the season. And coming in the sixth spot is Mike Trout from the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He has 29. Next category is home runs. Leading the American League in home runs is Byron Buxton. He has 8 from the Minnesota Twins. And then we have a tie for second with Shohei Ohtani from the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Nelson Cruz from the Minnesota Twins, Framil Reyes from the Cleveland Indians, and J.D. Martinez from the Boston Red Sox, and Nick Solak from the Texas Rangers. They all have 7 home runs. The next category is RBIs. Leading the American League in RBIs is Nate Lowe from the Texas Rangers. He has 22. Coming in at number 2 is J.D. Martinez with 21. Next up is Kyle Seager in third from the Oakland A's. He has 20 runs batted in. And then tied for fourth is Rafael Devers from the Boston Red Sox, Carlos Santana from the Kansas City Royals, and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. from the Toronto Blue Jays. They all have 19. Next category is runs scored. Leading the American League in runs scored is Mark Canha, from the Oakland A's. He has 23. Next up is J.D. Martinez with 19. Nick Solak is third with 18. And then tied for fourth is Shohei Ohtani, followed by Alex Verdugo from the Boston Red Sox and Bo Bichette from the Toronto Blue Jays. Next category is stolen bases. We have a tie for first in the American League in stolen bases. We have Ramon Laureano from the Oakland A's and Whit Merrifield from the Kansas City Royals. They're both tied for first with 8 stolen bases. Coming in third is Marcus Semien from the Toronto Blue Jays with 6. Followed by tie for fifth is Miles Straw from the Houston Astros and Eddie Rosario from the Cleveland Indians. They both have 5 stolen bases. And coming in sixth is Dylan Moore from the Oakland A's. He has 4 stolen bases. And next up, we have to give you your pitching stats. So currently leading the American League in ERA, that's earned run average, is Danny Duffy from the Kansas City Royals. He has an ERA of .39. Coming in at number 2 is John Means from the Baltimore Orioles. He has an ERA of 1.50. Coming in third is Tyler Glasnow from the Tampa Bay Rays. He has an ERA of 1.67. Coming in at number 4 is Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees. He has an ERA of 1.71. Coming in at number 5 is Matthew Boyd from the Detroit Tigers. He has an ERA of 1.82. And coming in at number 6 is J.A. Happ from the Minnesota Twins. He has an ERA of 1.96. Next category is strikeouts. Shane Bieber from the Cleveland Indians leads the American League in strikeouts with 57. Coming in at number 2 is Tyler Glasnow from the He has 56. Coming in third is Gerrit Cole from the New York Yankees. He has 50. Coming in fourth is Dylan Bundy from the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He has 34. And then tied for fifth is Lucas Giolito and Jose Berrios from the Minnesota Twins. They both have 33. Next category is wins. Aaron Savelle and Steven Matz and Eduardo Rodriguez all tied for first in the wins category. They each have 5. Aaron plays for the Cleveland Indians. Steven plays for the Toronto Blue Jays, and Eduardo Rodriguez plays for the Toronto Blue Jays. And then tied for fourth is Andrew Kittredge, Danny Duffy, and use Merrill Petit. Andrew plays for the Tampa Bay Rays. Danny Duffy plays for the Kansas City Royals, and use Merrill plays for the Oakland A's. And then the last category is saves. Diego Castillo and Matt Barnes are both tied for first in the American League in saves. They both have 6. Diego plays for the Tampa Bay Rays, and Matt Barnes plays for the Boston Red Sox. Coming in third is Cesar Valdez with 5. He plays for the Baltimore Orioles. And then tied for fourth is Raisel Iglesias, followed by Liam Hendricks and Ian Kennedy. They each have 4 saves. Raisel plays for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Liam Hendricks plays for the Chicago White Sox. And Ian Kennedy plays for the Texas Rangers. That completes the league leaders in the American League. Let's move along now to the National League. And definitely, you know, the National League, never short on offense. Let's get right to it. The current league leader in batting average in the National League is Jesse Winker from the Cincinnati Reds. He's batting .377. Next up, we have a great player at number 2, Ronald Acuna Jr. He is batting .350. Coming in at number 3 is Brandon Nimmo from the New York Mets. He's batting .345. Coming in the 4th spot is Justin Turner from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's hitting .337. Corey Dickerson is 5th from the Milwaukee Brewers. He's batting .329. And then coming in at 6th is Bryce Harper from the Philadelphia Phillies. He's batting .321. The next category that we have is the hits department. Tied for first is Eric Hosmer from the San Diego Padres, followed by Justin Turner from the Los Angeles Dodgers and Jesse Winker from the Cincinnati Reds. All 3 of those gentlemen have 29 hits. And then the next captain, and then yeah, tied for 4th in the hits department is Nick Castellanos from the Cincinnati Reds, Tommy Edman from the St. Louis Cardinals, and Ronald Acuna Jr. from the Atlanta Braves. Nick, Tommy, and Ronald all have 28 hits. The next category that we have is home runs. A 3-way tie for home runs in the National League. Ronald Acuna Jr. from the Atlanta Braves, he has 8 home runs, along with Ryan McMahon from the Colorado Rockies. He has 8 home runs. And Reese Hoskins from the Philadelphia Phillies, he has 8 home runs as well. And then a 3-way tie for 4th is Nick Castellanos from the Cincinnati Reds, Freddie Freeman from the Atlanta Braves, and Eduardo Escobar from the Arizona Diamondbacks. They each have 7 home runs. Next category is RBIs. The National League leader in RBIs is Jesus Aguilar from the Milwaukee Brewers. He has 22 RBIs. Coming in at number 2 is Justin Turner. He has 20 RBIs. Tied for 3rd is Tyler Nakhan from the Cincinnati Reds and David Peralta from the Arizona Diamondbacks. They both have 19 RBIs. And then tied for 5th is Corey Seager from the Los Angeles Dodgers and Travis Shaw. They both currently have 17 RBIs, currently tied for 5th. Next category that we have is runs scored. Again, Ronald Acuna Jr. continuing to be dominant during the month of April. He has 24 runs scored. Coming in at number 2 is Reese Hoskins. He has 19. Chris Taylor from the Los Angeles Dodgers is 3rd with 18 runs scored. And then tied for 4th, we have Justin Turner, followed by Garrett Hampson from the Colorado Rockies and also Ryan McMahon from the Colorado Rockies. All 3 of those gentlemen have 17 runs scored. I got to tell you, man, Ronald Acuña has been a hot April for him, man. He has been outstanding in more ways than one. I got a correction to make. Travis Shaw plays for the Milwaukee Brewers. I was looking at the logo for a moment. I wasn't quite sure, but Travis is currently a player for the Milwaukee Brewers. All right, so next category that we have is stolen bases. The league leader in stolen bases is Jazz Chisholm Jr. from the Milwaukee Brewers. He has 7 stolen bases. And then we have a tie for 5th in stolen bases. We have Javier Baez from the Chicago Cubs, followed by Garrett Hampson from the Colorado Rockies, Manny Machado and Yurickson Profar from the San Diego Padres, and then we have Trey Turner from the Washington Nationals. Now, if you thought the pitching was dominant in the American League, man, the National League is explosive and then some. Let's start off with earned run average, ERA. Jacob DeGrom from the New York Mets, he is the leader in ERAs. He's batting excuse me, his ERA, he's pitching at .51. That's really good. And then some. The next category that we have is, number two is Joe Musgrove from the San Diego Padres. He has an ERA of 1.24. Number three is Trevor Rogers from the Milwaukee Brewers. He has a ERA of 1.29. Coming in at fourth is Anthony DeSclafani from the San Francisco Giants. He's batting, his ERA is 1.50. Coming in at number five is Corbin Burns from the Milwaukee Brewers. He has an ERA of 1.53, and then his teammate Brandon Woodruff finishes off at six with an ERA of 1.55. The next category that we have is strikeouts, and I tell you what, Jacob DeGrom, again, he leads the National League in strikeouts with 59. Coming in at number two is Corbin Burns with 49. Coming in at third is Trevor Bauer from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He has a strikeouts of 45. Coming in at fourth is Joe Musgrove with 41. Coming in at fifth is Clayton Kershaw from the Los Angeles Dodgers is at 39. And then in the sixth spot is Freddie Peralta from the Milwaukee Brewers. He has a 38 strikeouts so far in the month of April. In the wins category, tied for fourth is Clayton Kershaw and then Jack Flaherty from the St. Louis Cardinals. They both have four. And then tied for third, we have Connor Brogdon from the Philadelphia Phillies, Trevor Bauer from the Los Angeles Dodgers, Jake Arrieta from the Chicago Cubs, and Julio Urias from the Los Angeles Dodgers. They all have three wins. And in the saves category, we have Mark Melancon leads the National League in saves from the San Diego Padres. He has eight saves. Coming in at number two is Jake McGee from the San Francisco Giants. He has seven saves. Coming in at number three is Alex Reyes from the St. Louis Cardinals. He has six saves. And then tied for fourth is Kenley Jansen from the Los Angeles Dodgers, Hector Neris from the Philadelphia Phillies, and Will Smith from the Atlanta Braves. They all have five saves. So those are your current league leaders in the American League and the National League. Now let's get you caught up currently in the standings for the month of April. The Boston Red Sox currently lead the American League East with a record of 16-9, followed by the Tampa Bay Rays are second with a record of 13-12. Then you've got the Toronto Blue Jays at 11-12, the New York Yankees are 11-13, and the Baltimore Orioles are 10-14. Next division is the American League Central. The Kansas City Royals are at the top of the league in that division with a record of 15-8. The Chicago White Sox have a record of 12-10, followed by the Cleveland Indians. They have a record of 11-12. Then the Minnesota Twins are at 8-15, and then the Detroit Tigers are 8-16. And then we have the American League West. The Oakland A's are at the top of their division with a record of 15-10, followed by the Houston Astros with a record of 13-11. The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim have a record of 12-11, followed by the Seattle Mariners at 13-12, and the Texas Rangers are 10-15. Now let's go now to the National League standings. A tough division in the National League East. The Atlanta Braves are 12-12. The Philadelphia Phillies are 12-12, followed by the New York Mets are 9-10. The Miami Marlins are 11-13, and the Washington Nationals are 9-12. In the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are 14-10. The St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates both have a record of 12-12. The Cincinnati Reds are 11-13, and the Chicago Cubs are 10-14. And in the National League West, we currently have a tie between the San Francisco Giants and the San Francisco Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers. They both have a record of 16-9. The San Diego Padres are 14-12, followed by the Arizona Diamondbacks at 12-12. And then you have the Colorado Rockies with a record of 9-15. So those are the current league leaders in standings for the month of April. Coming up after the break, I have an interview with Ryan Finkelstein. He is the host of the Locked On Mets podcast and editor for Metsmerized, which is the website dedicated to all things New York Mets content. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to the premiere episode of Extra Base Hit.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with GEICO? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's what Jerry used to do in softball.
What? It's, actually GEICO.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from GEICO because they helped save people money.
GEICO? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local. If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local. If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
If we go to page 11 in the presentation, you'll see that you'll see we're on target to meet our quarterly.
Some things never change, like nobody can resist popping plastic bubbles and GEICO saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
As I was saying, we're on target to meet. Excuse me, Miss Hansen.
Sorry, almost done.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
A bachelor's or master's degree from WGU can help you reinvent yourself. WGU offers more than 60 in-demand degree programs in business, education, IT, and healthcare. Get your application fee waived at wgu.edu/podcast.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Evan gets picked off. He was about to go on a 3-2 pitch, was leaning the wrong way, and Taiwan Walker, who came close earlier, gets him leaning the wrong way. Breaking ball hit in the air to center field. Back goes Robles to the warning track. J.D. Davis strikes again against Patrick Corbin.
And Robles drives one toward the gap in right center field, and that's going to go all the way to the wall. Robles can fly. Nope. He's the second. He's going to make the turn and try for three. The relay throw by VR to third, and he is out. Perfect relay by Jonathan VR, and Robles makes the first out of the inning at third base. That's lined the other way, and JD's got another hit. And he hits this one well out the left field. Schwarber back to the track at the wall. It's off the fence. Racing for third is Davis. Heading for second is Conforto, and he dives in safely with a double. And McCann grounds one down through the hole for a base hit. That'll bring in Davis. Oh, Eisen and Lindor with a gorgeous catch for the first down.
Beautiful play.
Making like Gumby reach into the backhand side.
That's as deep to center by Alonso. Forget that. Way out of here into the flat. Oh, wow.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of SNY and the New York Mets getting a win on April the 25th over the Washington Nationals. They would win 4-0. And in the highlight that you heard, that was some home runs that were hit by J.D. Davis and Pete Alonso. And to talk more about the Mets and what's been happening with them so far this year, we want to welcome to the program a gentleman who is the host of the Locked On Mets podcast and also the editor for Mets Mirage, which is a great website dedicated to all content related to the New York Mets. Let's welcome him to the program, Ryan Finkelstein. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. That intro got me fired up, all those highlights. A good game.
Yeah, it was a good game, man. Thank you so much, man. And thank you once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's start off with the Mets. We're in the first month of this long Major League Baseball season. 2020 was a tough year. 2021 continues to be tough as we try to maneuver through the pandemic. But so far, the Mets at the moment are in first place in the National League East. And the pitching rotation's been pretty solid so far in the month of April. We've seen the likes of Marcus Stroman. We've seen Jacob DeGrom pick up his game. And also we've seen Taijuan Walker, who recently pitched a shutout in the win over the Nats. What do you think has been What do you think that the key's been to success for the Mets so far in this first month of the year?
Definitely the pitching, as you pointed out, has been very strong. I do think that the Mets, one of the things people aren't talking about enough is James McCann, who was signed in the offseason to be the new catcher to replace Wilson Ramos, has had a huge impact on the pitching staff. Last year, Ramos was just not presenting a good strike zone for these guys. He wasn't a good pitch framer. He wasn't a great game caller. So I think having McCann in there kind of leading the staff has helped that. But really, it's been the pitching that has carried this team, particularly those three guys you mentioned, DeGrom, Stroman, and Walker, have all been great. All of them have ERAs under 2.25 right now.
Yeah, that pitching's been solid for the Mets so far this year. Speaking of pitching, Noah Syndergaard, we know he had Tommy John surgery. Is there any word on when we'll see him, maybe sometime before the All-Star break, or will it be a little bit after?
Well, if you know anything about Noah Syndergaard, he's definitely not holding back. He's trying to get back as soon as possible. He's already throwing in some sim games. He already threw an inning. I was touching 97. He's getting there, but they're being patient right now. The timetable is in June, maybe early June, so that would be, you know, about a month away, which is crazy to think that they're getting that close to his return. And Carlos Carrasco probably back a couple weeks before him at some point in May. So that rotation only going to get better.
Yeah, man, Noah is, I tell you what, he's definitely had a big impact, not just on Major League Baseball in the Mets, but just in the New York metropolitan area in general. You said sometime around June. I thought, honestly, with the way that surgery had, I thought he would be back to maybe after the All-Star break. That's pretty early right there. But, you know, so we talked about the pitching rotation. Let's talk about the offense. And, I mean, Pete Alonso, the National League Rookie of the Year a couple of years back, Pete Alonso just continuing to put up offense. I mean, he's currently leading the Mets right now in home runs and in RBIs, if I'm not mistaken. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Pete and, you know, what's expected of him the remainder of the month and into this season.
Well, the good thing about Pete, you always know he's going to bring the power. What I've really appreciated this year is he just seems to be locked in more. Last season, we saw his on-base percentage drop down to 326, going from 358 his rookie year. This year, it's right back where it was. His on-base percentage currently is 357. So he is seeing the ball better. He's gotten on base safely in 13 of the Mets' first 17 games. So he is just being a more consistent player. I really think last year was just a sophomore slump. It was a shortened season where he was putting a ton of pressure on himself. Right now, it seems like he's kind of just playing his game, and he's also better first base as well.
Yeah, his defense has improved so far this year. And speaking of, continuing with on the offensive side for the Mets, J.D. Davis has really picked up his game as of late. He plays third base. Just kind of give me your thoughts on J.D. and where he's headed up going forward.
Well, he's an interesting player because if he continues to hit the way he has right now, it's going to be hard to pull him from the lineup. But this is probably the player most affected by not having the DH on the Mets. I mean, they would have either been able to put JD out in left field or have him DH. And now, without the DH, Dominic Smith playing every day out in left field. And so Davis has to play third base. And it's just not his best position. He does struggle defensively. So if he can clean that up a bit, that's going to help the Mets. But right now, the way he's hitting, he's going to be in the lineup every day. You're just going to have to kind of deal with a little bit of shaky defense at third.
A player that I think has had some a couple of good seasons for the Mets, I think someone, to me, in my opinion, is underrated, is Michael Conforto. Michael Conforto has had some big hits for the Mets during his short time in Queens. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Michael's play and how important he is to the team.
You know, he's the longest tenure Met at this point, I believe. Jerry's Familia, you know, would have been, but he left and, you know, got traded before hitting free agency and then returned. So to have, or actually Jacob DeGrom a year before Conforto, but still, he's been around for a really long time. He is the leader of this team, the quiet leader. He's their player rep at the union. So he really holds a lot of value in that clubhouse, and he has been really consistent. In 2019, we didn't really talk about Michael Conforto a lot. It was all about Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, and DeGrom, but Conforto put up career highs in pretty much every category that year. Last season, in the shortened year, he was even better. So I think he is vital to everything this team does, and I think he's going to turn the corner pretty soon. He's already starting to show some life, hitting a home run over the weekend and a double. I think the offense comes around for him too.
All right, Jeff McNeil, another infielder, someone that he provides some power for the Mets. Just kind of give me your thoughts on Jeff and his play and what do you see him going forward?
Well, the one thing I like about McNeil so far this year is they've been playing him every day at second base, and I really like the way him and Lindor look up the middle, making a lot of double plays and just looking really clean out there. As far as the bat, it's been a rough start of the season for McNeil, but I don't really worry about him. He's a guy I always say is going to win a batting title in his career. He has probably the best bat-to-ball skills on this team, and for whatever reason, it just hasn't been clicking in the first month. But I think Jeff's going to turn around and be a big part of what the Mets do this year.
I want to go back to just the pitching for a moment. You mentioned Jairus Familia, who was the closer for the Mets for several seasons before, as you said, he was traded, and then the Mets brought him back. But we've seen him this year, but so far in the month of April, Edwin Diaz has been the closer for the Mets, and so far he has two saves on the season. In your opinion, will the Mets roll with Diaz for the remainder of the year, or will we see Diaz and Familia both alternate as the closing pitcher?
I think right now the Mets are pretty locked in with Diaz as the closer. You know, he's been that guy for them for the last couple of years. It hasn't been always the smoothest of roles for Diaz. He struggled in 2019, but Familia hasn't pitched great either over the last few years. This year, the good thing about Familia is it just seems like he maybe has a little bit more control. That's always the concern with him. You know, he's gonna be hard to hit. He's gonna be hard to square up. But sometimes Cerise can, you know, make problems for himself, walking a couple batters and putting himself in a jam. So right now he has been great, and the bullpen in general has been very strong this season.
All right, I'm going to play this audio. This is courtesy of the New York Mets. Here's Francisco Lindor talking about the contract extension.
I'm honored, I'm blessed, I'm humbled by this opportunity to be in this organization for the next 11 years. It's an honor, it's a privilege to wear blue and orange I'm so excited. I'm pumped. And like I said, I'm honored. I'm humble. So thank you to Steve and Alex for believing in me since the day you guys traded for me. And I can't wait to continue this relationship that we have and cherish it every single day and represent you guys' organization the right way. A dream come true.
Indeed, it was a dream come true. And again, that's Francisco Lindor talking about the big contract extension that he received from the New York Mets. So, Ryan, before the season started, there was back and forth between Francisco and the Mets, and there were, contract talks didn't look well, but he got the 10-year, $341 million extension. We know Francisco is a once-in-a-lifetime type talent. What were the things, in your opinion, that the Mets believed that we want him for this extended period of time?
Well, I think going into the offseason, or going into spring training, I should say, there was that learning process where they wanted to get to know each other. It didn't happen right away that they were going to sign into this deal. They wanted to see what he was like in the locker room with the guys and everything else. And Lindor, I really think the intangibles are kind of what blew the Mets away. Everyone has been raving about him as a leader, his work ethic, all of these things. And so I think there's just a lot of belief there that he's a player that you can build around for a decade plus. And so you see him as very quickly kind of establishing himself in that role. Early on in the season, David Peterson was having a rough start. This is only his second year. We saw Lindor in his ear in the dugout, and Peterson goes out and ends up pitching a lot better in the final couple innings of that game. We see Lindor always on the mound when there's mound visits. He's just a guy that really carries himself in a way that everyone looks to him as the leader. And I think when you have that guy, it just raises the ceiling of your club, even when he's not necessarily playing at his highest level. And I think at some point, Lindor is going to come around and start to have some big numbers.
I believe so, too. I mean, Francisco was outstanding during his time with the Cleveland Indians, and I think coming over to New York, and particularly in Queens, I think he's going to make a major impact. Ryan, let's stay with the cities for a moment. The city that he currently played, that he plays for now, and the city that he originally played for, Cleveland and New York City are like night and day. The regions are like night and day. East Coast and the Midwest. Cleveland is a great sports city and is also a great baseball town. And we know New York City is the Mecca. It's the media capital of the world. Cleveland and New York City are like night and day. I want to ask you, do you think his adjustment from Cleveland to New York City has been an easy one or a seamless one, or has it do you think it's going to take a little time from a personal standpoint?
I think for Lindor, who's this mega star, I don't think that the big market scares him in any way. Different when you get somebody maybe like a Jay Bruce a couple years ago, who spent his whole career on Cincinnati, never really had that spotlight on him to then be the big trade acquisition. That might be a tougher, kind of change. Whereas Lindor, he has played in all the big games. He was in the World Series in his first full season in 2016, and that's as big of a stage as it gets. He was on that team for Puerto Rico in the World Baseball Classic that had that run a couple years ago. So he's played in the biggest of games. I don't think any of that bothers him. I think, if anything, the bigger adjustment has just been going from the American League to the National League, where he's facing pitchers that he's not as familiar going up against. So I think that maybe has been a bigger adjustment than the change in markets.
All right, fair enough. And thanks for explaining that to the listeners out there. So, again, the Mets currently at the moment in the month of April, they're at the top of the American League East. And let's just stay with the National League East. Excuse me, they're at first place currently at the moment at the top of the National League East. Now, Ryan, we know the East is loaded with a lot of great teams. Let's start off, we've got the Philadelphia Phillies, which are coming along strong currently. We've got the Atlanta Braves, and then, of course, the Miami Marlins and the Washington Nationals, who just a few years ago won a World Series. How do you see the Mets stacking up against the Phillies, Braves, Marlins, and the Nats in the NL East?
You're always kind of conservative when you're making these predictions before the season, but as I've watched it play out, the Mets, as you said, are in first right now, and they still haven't played their best baseball. So I really do think that once this team gets into a rhythm, I believe they have the most talent division. Now, the Braves are the proven team that has won this division constantly. So I think the Braves are still the Mets' toughest competition, but they've really struggled to start the year. And I think any of those other teams, they can click and end up being a team that you have to contend with. The Phillies, the Nationals, they have a lot of talent. They have a lot of star power when you're talking about Juan Soto and Trey Turner with the Nationals, or Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto with the Phillies. And the Marlins are just a fun team to watch right now. They're young. Jazz Chisholm is a potential Rookie of the Year candidate. Trevor Rogers has unbelievable stuff, a young pitcher coming out of their rotation. So I think there's a ton of talent in this division, but the Mets have the most complete roster, and they also have the resources to go out and add to this roster throughout the season in the trade market if they have to.
All right, fair enough. And that's Ryan Finkelstein just helping us out a little bit on what's currently going on with the Mets in the month of April. All right, Ryan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Before we let you go, just tell everybody what you do as the host of the Locked On Mets podcast.
Absolutely, and it's my pleasure to join you today. And basically, the Locked On Podcast Network, we have shows on every – it is your download when you come into the day driving to work. You pop on one of our podcasts and catch up on everything going on. So I host Locked On Mets. This is my third season covering the team. I'll bring you episodes Monday through Friday, breaking down everything that's going on the field, off the field, and otherwise with the Mets.
Awesome. And then also you are the editor for Mets Merized, which is all content related to the New York Mets. Just tell everybody what you do with Mets Merized.
Yeah, so Mesmerize has been around for a long time. It's the most, in my opinion, the most comprehensive written coverage you're going to find on the team. We do opinion pieces. We cover all the news. We give you breakdowns of every game, recaps, and things like that. So definitely, if you're into the Mets, check out MesmerizeOnline.com. It's going to give you a lot of great content to read up on.
Awesome. Now, Ryan, in the New York metropolitan area, there's the Mets, and then there's that team that plays in the Bronx. They call themselves the Yankees. So I want to ask about the fan base with those two teams. Who the say, for instance, in the you have the five boroughs of New York City, and then there's northern and central New Jersey, and then there's southern Connecticut, and there's Long Island that makes up the New York metropolitan area. What is the fan base like in terms of the boroughs and New Jersey and Connecticut when it comes to who are Mets fans and who are Yankee fans?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not as familiar with the exact breakdown of the boroughs. I am actually a South Floridian who hosted a Mets podcast. That's my dad grew up in the New Jersey area. So I don't know the exact breakdowns. I mean, I will say that there is kind of that impression that the Mets fans are more of your blue-collar workers, and Yankees fans might be a little more white-collar, but I haven't seen too much of it firsthand.
Okay, well, I guess since you said that your father is from New Jersey, so maybe he could answer this question I'm going to ask you. I was going to ask you, have you been to a game at Citi Field?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I've been to a game at Citi Field. The feeling is like any other. Did your dad ever tell you any stories about the differences between Citi Field and Shea Stadium?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he used to, from New Jersey, ride his bike to the train and go in and catch games at Shea, and it was definitely kind of a different atmosphere. That stadium obviously wasn't the nicest, but it had its own charm to it with the bars in between the seats and everything else, and the way it would shake when the Mets were really playing well.
Awesome. Yeah, I just remember watching those Mets games from Shea Stadium on television, man. It just looked so exciting. It's definitely, I guess it's a piece in history and a moment in time, man, with those great classic stadiums like the old Yankee Stadium and the old Tiger Stadium and, of course, the Kingdome where the Mariners used to play. I want to stay with Citi Field for a moment. Have you ever been to a Yankee game before?
Not at Citi. Well, at Yankee Stadium, I have not.
Yeah, not okay. Because I was going to ask you I was going to ask you about the differences between Citi Field and Yankee Stadium, but But, so Ryan, thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, again, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Locked On Mets, Mesmerized, and any websites that you have. You feel free to bump those up.
Yeah, so you can follow me on Twitter at Finkelstein Ryan. You can follow the show at Locked On Mets. You can find Locked On Mets wherever you get your podcasts. And as far as Mesmerize, it is MetsmerizeOnline.com.
Awesome, awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Ryan Finkelstein. He is the host of the Locked On Mets podcast and also the editor for Mesmerize. Check out his work. And as he said earlier, check out the websites as well as the social media platforms. Ryan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So you're welcome. Be back with more right after this.
Evan gets picked off. He was about to go on a 3-2 pitch, was leaning the wrong way, and Taijuan Walker, who came close earlier, gets him leaning the wrong way. Breaking ball hit in the air to center field. Back goes Robles to the warning track. Back to the wall. J.D. Davis strikes again against Patrick Corbin.
And Robles drives one toward the gap in right center field, and that's going to go all the way to the wall. Robles can fly.
Nope.
He's the second. He's going to make the turn and try for three. The relay throw by VR to third, and he is out. Perfect relay by Jonathan VR, and Robles makes the first out of the inning at third base. That's lined the other way, and JD's got another hit. And he hits this.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for the premiere episode of Extra Base Hit. A big special thank you to Ryan Finkelstein, the host of the Locked On Mets podcast and editor for Mesmerize, which is a website dedicated to providing in-depth content involving the New York Mets. Hope you guys enjoyed the interview that I did with him. And I hope you guys enjoyed the premiere episode of Extra Base Hit. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson. Remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, remember, hope to see you at the game. Until next time, you've been listening to Extra Base Hit. So long, everyone.